truly is good to be here this evening back at the home church. And I'm going to do my best to do what the Lord had me to do. And, you know, I sung them songs because those are the ones I was listening to on the way to church this evening. And studied and didn't know exactly what the Lord had me preach on, and still don't know really. And, but, you know, listening to this song, getting ready to leave this world, and I'll be a friend of Jesus, especially that one really touched my heart. Begin to think about that and begin to think about, you know, what's going on down in Kentucky. Yeah. And this Tuesday they're going to have a rally for that lady in jail and everything, for standing for her rights and for her beliefs. Standing on the Word of God, amen. And if there's ever a time that Jesus needs a friend to stand up for Him, amen. That's the day and age which we live in today. Amen. I'd like to know that I was the type of friend to the Lord that if they come to my house and wanted to know if I stood for Jesus, that I could say, having done all that I could do to stand, as the Bible says, and be able to say, yes, I'll be a friend to Jesus. Amen. I want to be the kind of person that would say that. Amen. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. Amen. I want to be able to let Him know that I'm His friend. Amen. The Bible tells me that He's a friend that's sticking close to the brother. Amen. And oh, how sad it is that some of us sometimes, amen, He went down to the garden and found Him asleep in there, amen, instead of praying. And He asked Him, you know, why can't you watch with me just 1 hour? Amen. The flesh was weak, but the spirit was willing.
Amen.
It seems like in this day and age we live in, it's so hard for the Lord to find somebody, amen, to stand in the gap, amen, to make up the hedge. Amen. I believe it was over in Isaiah where it talks about that scripture. He said, I look for a man to stand in the gap and make up a hedge. And He said, I wasn't able to find one. Amen. Amen. And then it was Isaiah, I believe it was. He said, you know, go here, my Lord, send me. Amen. We need more people today. Amen. That are willing to say, Lord, send me. Amen. I'll be a friend. Amen. To Jesus today. And I'm glad for that song. Glad for what it says. Glad for what it means. Amen. The last song we just sung, amen, it talked about, amen, cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. Amen. One of these days, Brother Jerry, we're going to understand this thing all by and by. Amen. The Lord will give us just exactly what we need. Amen. To understand all the troubles and the toils that we went through. Amen. If that's His will. If it's not, then we'll forget all about it and never more be mentioned again. Amen. We'll live eternally up in heaven. Amen. With joy and peace. Amen. That shall never fail. If you got your Bibles, turn with me. Amen. To John chapter 16. This is what went over Sunday school this morning. Hey, and I feel led to go here this evening today. Didn't have a thing until I started singing them songs. Amen. How wonderful it is. Amen. Sometimes the Lord blesses us through song, and He gives us things to think about. Gives us messages through the songs. Amen. Just through the testimonies. Everything that's done in God's work. Amen. Helps us all out in the end. Amen.
Yeah.
John chapter 16. After He goes through this little section here, He begins to talk about the disciples. He begins to talk about how the last day should be delivered out of the synagogues, and the people will be persecuting Him. Buddy, I tell you, this morning, reading this, it just seems like it lined right up to what's going on today, the courthouses and everything. Amen. He told them over there in John chapter 16, He told them, a little while I'm going to go away, and you'll not see me for a little while, but I'm going to send the Comforter. Praise God for the Comforter. Amen. He'll be able to guide you and direct you into all truth. Amen. And He goes down a little bit in verse 19. They begin to ask what He meant by these things. In verse 19 it said, John chapter 16, verse 19, now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask Him. He said unto Him, do you inquire among yourselves of that I said a little while, and ye shall not see me? And again a little while, and ye shall see me. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. Now listen to this. A woman, when she is in travail and sorrow, because her hour is come, but as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for the joy that a man is born into the world. Amen. And one of these days, Brother Ron, we'll be able to understand it all by and by. Amen. We'll forget all about the sorrow and the pain that we went through. Amen. We'll forget about all the things that went on in this little physical body, and then all the wrestling and temptation we had overcome. Amen. And the spiritual wickedness in high places we had to fight against. Amen. That armor that seemed to grow so heavy at times. Amen. That we're supposed to keep on us daily. Amen. One of these days we'll forget all about that, just like a woman who's been in labor. Amen. For so many hours, and all of a sudden, everything that's happened before that is gone once the child comes into this world.
Yeah.
That's right.
She beholds that child, and she says to herself, it was all worth it. Amen. One of these days, after a while, it's going to be worth it. Amen. Amen. Hey, all the things that me and you go through each and every day, all the trials and the temptations. Amen. That old devil tries to do his best to trip us up. Amen. But one day, after a while, it's going to be worth it all if we just stay the path.
Amen.
And we just stay the course and keep going, keeping on. Amen. Not weary and well doing, and in due season we'll reap if we don't faint. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad one of these days, amen, the joy that's going to be so unspeakable and full of glory, amen, that we won't even remember the days, the former things, amen, they'll be passed away, they'll be gone. That's why all things are going to be made new. Amen, we won't have to worry about looking back on life and saying, Lord, I went through so much. Amen, we're going to be too busy praising God. Hey, and the Son at the throne one day after a while. Hey, we won't have to worry about everything that's going on.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to that day one day after a while. Looking forward to being able to see Jesus hey, around His throne, being able to go and run to His feet just like Mary did while He was here on this earth. Hey, looking forward to being able to sit at His feet and learn the wonderful things that He's got to share with us, casting our crowns at His feet. Hey, and being able to say, Grace the Lord and worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Forever and ever. I'm glad, amen, that He was worthy to open the book.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad He went all the way to the cross. Amen. He didn't linger behind. He didn't, amen, fail at any point. Amen. Every jot, every tittle was fulfilled.
Yeah, amen.
Hey, everything that He had to come to this earth to do was fulfilled. Hey, when He went to Calvary, amen, He was fulfilled. He said, it's finished. Amen. Praise God. He done the work. He completed.
Amen.
Amen. And now I sit at the right hand of God forever. And ever to make intercession. Amen. For you and me. But I told you a minute ago, I said that song, We'll Understand All By Farther Along. He said, cheer up, my brother.
Amen.
Live in the sunshine. Hey, there's so much darkness in the land today, it'd do us a lot of good to live in the sunshine every now and then. Hey, the Bible tells us that He sets us in heavenly places. Hey, if you look at that word heavenly places, many times it talks about the heavenly places are where God and Jesus are right now. Amen. And if we're Christians, amen, it's just as if we're up there with Him. Amen. And just as if He's down here with us. Amen. Enjoying the fellowship one with another. The Bible says, in 1 John chapter 1, I believe it's verse 9, if we walk in the light, amen, as He is in the light, that we have fellowship one with another.
Amen.
And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin.
Right.
Amen. I'm glad we can have fellowship not with just one another here, but I'm glad that God can move on in the scene. Amen. It can have fellowship one with another with us. Amen. We can feel as though His mighty hand pass by. Hey, give us a little pat on the back. Hey, feel the Holy Ghost bump rise. Feel a shout come out. Amen. I'm glad we can have that kind of experience. Amen.
Amen.
We serve a living Savior. Amen.
Amen.
He ain't like old Buddha that still lies in the grave so many thousands of miles away, clear across the country, clear across the world. Amen. He's not like Muhammad that's still dead, never did rise from the grave. Amen. Only one was able to do that, and that was Jesus Christ. Rose from the death, hell, and the grave. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. Amen. For me and you, went all the way. Amen. Even went a little further, sat in the Garden of Gethsemane. That verse sticks with me a lot. When I think it's about as low as I can get, when I think I've gone about as far as I go, I think about Jesus. Amen. Going just a little bit further for me. And it gives me the strength to go on.
Yes. Amen.
Look at verse 33. Same chapter, John 16.
Amen.
Oh. He says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace.
Yeah.
He just got through telling about all the tribulation they're going to face. Got through telling them, amen, about all the sufferings they have to go through. And He said, you know what? I've told you these things, that you might have peace in me. He said, in another place, He said, not the peace which the world gives. Amen. I believe He said that maybe one more chapter over, one more chapter back. Amen. Not the peace. He said, yeah, it was chapter 14, 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. But here in verse 33, he says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. That's what he just got done telling them. The world's going to deliver you up. The synagogues are going to deliver you up to be persecuted. You're going to suffer all things because of the world. And they'll give you tribulation. But in me,
amen.
Be of good cheer, he says. Cheer up, my brother. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world.
Amen.
And he says over there in 1 John, I believe it is, in chapter 5, somewhere right in there. He said, this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
Amen.
Now, where's your faith stand at tonight? Amen. Is it the substance of things hoped for? The evidence of things not seen, is it growing at all? Amen. It should, just because it starts out as a little old mustard seed. Amen. Doesn't mean that it needs to stay that way. Amen. He talked about the mustard seed growing up and having birds lodging the shadow of it. That tells me that faith needs to grow a little bit.
Yeah.
That tells me it's going to help other people too. If you'll just water it and nourish it. Hey, just like that old man was going about the fig tree, he said, Lord, let me have another year with it. Amen. I want to be able to dung it. Hey, and plant around it and build it up and see what happens then. And that's what me and you need to do with our faith. Take that old stuff the world throws at us and use it as fertilizer.
Amen.
Paul said, I count all things but dung that I may win Christ.
Amen.
He said, this whole world's just fertilizer to make me strong. Be of good cheer. Boy, if there's ever time we need good cheer, it's nowadays.
Right.
Amen. I think over there in Joshua, he was about to go over and lead the Israelites. Amen. Moses had already passed on, and the mantle fell to Joshua. He was supposed to lead them on in. Amen. And God told him, he said, be of good cheer.
Yeah.
He said, be of good courage. Amen. He never said, be of bad courage, don't be of bad cheer. He said, be of good things. Amen. Good, all good and perfect gifts come from above. He said, be of good courage. Amen. Go out. God has given us a country. He's given us a city. Go out and take it.
Yeah.
Amen. God has given us a lot more what we want to claim today. Amen. He's given us a lot more. Amen. He said, you ask not. Because you have not because you ask not.
Yeah.
Amen. We ask the wrong things or we don't ask at all so we can consume it upon wrong lusts.
Yeah.
Amen. We ask amiss. Amen. But God said in verse 23 there in chapter 16, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive that your joy may be full. Amen. The Bible in Nehemiah over there, 8 and 10, says the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen.
Amen.
They talked about joy unspeakable and full of glory. Paul said, rejoice evermore, rejoice always in the Lord. Amen. Rejoice in the good times, rejoice in the bad times. Amen. Just keep a smiling face on you.
Amen.
Amen. Because one of these days after a while, amen, the Lord's going to come. Amen. And we've seen the end. We've read to the end of the book and we know who wins. Amen. Amen. I preached on this morning a little bit, got hit on over a little bit, and something I preached here a while back about a long-term vision. People just lost, amen, their long-term vision. They think about what's happening right now. Hey, they think about, oh, me, Lord, I'm going through all kinds of problems. Hey, but they don't realize that one day after a while, everything that you're going through right now is going to be less than a memory, amen.
Amen.
Going to be wiped out and become new. Hey, and the joy that you're going to have. Amen. You know Christ is our example. He said He's the author and our finisher of our faith. Hey, in Hebrews chapter 12, He talks about that. And He said He went to the cross for the joy that was set before Him. Why could He endure the cross and despise the shame? It said because of the joy.
Amen.
Amen. That was set before Him. He knew, hey, the joy that was going to be in His life. Amen. The joy that was going to come as a result. Amen. Of being able to become a sacrifice for the sins of the world. Amen. He was able to endure that cross.
Amen.
Despising the shame because of the joy. Amen. That he knew.
Amen.
Just like the woman who was in travail with child.
Yeah.
Once the suffering's over with. Amen. You know the devil can only hurt you so much in this old flesh. Amen. Can only hurt you so much. But when you're dead. Amen. You're in the Lord's hands. There ain't nothing else he can do to you. Amen. God said, don't be afraid. Jesus said, don't be afraid of the man. Amen. Could destroy the body. Amen. But fear God. Who can destroy both body and soul in hell.
Right.
Amen. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Amen. What's it worth for you to have just a little bit of fortune, a little bit of fame, amen, a little bit of a recognition for things that you've done, amen. Be like Paul. Hey, say this, the promotion of this world ain't worth nothing. It's going to burn up one day after a while. Amen. It's going to become just an old ash heap one day after a while. Amen. Only thing that'll count is what you've done for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
It's the only thing that'll stand.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus said, be of good cheer. Amen. I hope everybody here today is going to be of good cheer. Amen. No matter what you hear on the news, no matter what you hear down the streets, God is still in control. He's still on the throne. Amen. Amen. We need to be listening to the great physician. We need to be listening to the wonderful, mighty counselor. Amen. And the greatest that's ever lived, ever been.
Amen.
That is Christ. Man, we take more stock in what the newsman says than what we do the man that made the newsman. Amen.
Yeah.
I believe he talked about that. The Corinthians seemed like he talked about they worshiped a creature rather than the Creator. Amen. Me and you are just creatures that God created. But I tell you what, there's something bigger than me and you happening here.
Yeah.
There's something bigger than Washington happening here. Hey, there's something bigger than the Supreme Court happening.
Yeah.
Amen. There's something bigger than the presidency happening. Amen. That's God. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
The Supreme Court is not down here on this earth. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
It's in heaven. There is a judge after a while that every judge on this world will have to answer to.
Yeah.
Amen. And that is Christ. Amen. Before the foundations of the world, amen, the Lamb that was slain. Amen. Hey, so that me and you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
But be of good cheer. One of these days it's going to be joy unspeakable and full of glory. I'm glad God gives us a little bit of joy down here on this earth. But it ain't nothing to be compared with what we're going to receive when after a while.
Amen.
Hey, and to have that to happen, we've got to be able to have our eyes focused on the prize. Amen. Paul said, you got to reach for the prize. Amen. And the prize of the high calling, the mark of Christ in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Reach for that prize. No man that runs a race. Amen. He says, you got to go across the finish line.
Amen. Amen.
Don't stop. Amen. Yes, it gets tired along the way. Hey, but every now and then you get a little bit of refreshing.
Yeah.
I go back to that wonderful water, that cool, cool water. Amen. That's in the Word of God. That refreshes our souls. It gives us spiritual drink.
Yes,
it's able to raise us up to keep on going the extra mile until we get to that finish line.
Mm.
Praise God for being here tonight. Praise God. Amen. He didn't leave us without hope.
Yeah.
Amen. He left us hope. Hey, let us hope of a better tomorrow. Amen. A brighter day coming. Let us hope that the Spirit of truth would come and the Comforter would come. He said, if I don't go away, hey, the Spirit cannot come. I'm glad, amen, he didn't stay on this earth. Amen, because, eventually his body would have died anyway.
Yeah.
It would have been all in vain.
Yeah.
Hey, and the Comforter probably wouldn't have been able to come if he had just died the way of a normal man. Hey, but he gave his life and he gave his sacrifice. Amen, and that made that opened the door. Amen, that man can be saved and have fellowship with God once again through His Holy Spirit and through that comfort.
Amen.
So friends, be of good cheer. Christ has overcome the world. And if we be in Christ and He in us, we can overcome the world too. I'd ask that everybody stand. Kind of didn't know where to end this message, but I feel that's about all that needs to be said tonight. Amen. If you have a need tonight, this altar is open. It has been ever since we opened the doors. You don't have to wait for some formality to come to the throne of grace. The Bible says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we might receive mercy and grace to help in time of need. I'm glad that we've got that privilege and opportunity that wherever we're at, we can bow our heads and thank God for the wonderful meal He's put before us. Thank God for the people He's put in our lives. Thank God for all He's done. And if there's something in our lives, we can still bow our head and be holy to the hope of the Lord of Almighty and be able to ask forgiveness. And He's faithful to us to give us our sins as she plays.
Amen.